This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Live from the Aloe Fiber Studios, I'm Tanner Schwent, Brian Gary, my co-host. And as always, every Monday morning, Chris Vanderveen, Director of Special Projects for 9 News, joins us on the Clearwater Products Hotline. Good morning, Chris. How are you on this Monday?
I'm good. How are you?
We are absolutely fabulous. Going to be a beautiful day today. Ready for it after a weird weather weekend, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I was yesterday morning when there's still snow on the ground. It's going to be like a 70-degree day, and it just felt like a strange day with snow on the ground. And obviously, it disappeared real fast. But yeah, I don't mind it. Like spring going on as long as it'll go, because then we get, you know, the 98, 99, 102, and that gets, I don't like that.
No, I love springtime here in Colorado. Spring and fall are fantastic, and the winters aren't that bad. Summers, I can do without.
But yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah, I can always get myself to warm up a bit, but I can't cool down, and I think that's a complaint we all have.
Yep, I concur.
It certainly is. Well, Chris, it was an exciting weekend in sports over the weekend. The Denver Nuggets. I mean, there's just something special when you beat the LA Lakers like this, with the long history that we've got with the Lakers, and not a lot of it positive. Well, my question to you, though, Chris, is how do you feel about the fans chanting, "Who's your daddy?" in game one?
Well, first of all, when you said it was an exciting weekend in Colorado sports, I assumed you were going to be talking about the Colorado Rockies' very, very prestigious series with the Seattle Mariners.
Well,
we played or whatever.
Yeah, we covered that right away, the 2-1 win. We had to lead with that, Chris.
That doesn't get any bigger than that in Colorado. No, the Nuggets, I hope we all sort of realize, and as a kid that grew up watching the Denver Nuggets and really sort of like back to the David Thompson era, mm-hmm. and the Alex English era, like, I've been watching the Nuggets for a long time, and I hope we get to realize in sort of a moment, like, just how special this team has been. And whether we win the title or go to the championship or not, this is an extraordinary team, and we've never had basketball on this level in Colorado ever. And so it's just something to behold that, like, and especially, like, look, we swept the Lakers this year. I'd be surprised if we swept the Lakers again this year. But at the same time, it's like when we get, you know, every year we got to go, we play the Lakers a lot in the playoffs, and we would just know we were going to lose. And now it's sort of the expectation is, well, I think we might win this thing. And, like, it's only one game, and lots can change in a 7-game series, but at the same time, it's nice to sort of be the favorite once in a while. That's for sure.
Well, it's crazy, the minds of sports fans, because I think we're all the same way. Like, well, we got them, right? Like, we're going to beat them, right? I mean, because there has been so many instances, but what a national treasure Nikola Jokic is, and to have him in Colorado is very cool.
No, it's just like this unbelievable player that we've never seen. We've had good players for the Nuggets. We've had great players for the Nuggets. We've never seen anything quite like this. And when you think about where he was drafted and the attention he got, particularly in those early years, and then there's sort of the idea was, is he really an MVP or not a few years ago? And now there's this general acceptance that this is something special. This is something unique. And this is something that is changing the face of the NBA. Just like Steph Curry did years ago, just like LeBron James did years ago, there is this sort of shift that's taking place in the NBA, and NBA teams are now having to draft and pick players based upon, can they beat the Nuggets? Can you imagine that? Like 5-6 years ago, that teams would be saying to themselves, we have to change the way we're drafting because we know we may play the Nuggets in the playoffs. That would have sounded absurd years ago, but here we are today.
I absolutely love it. And you know, one of the things that makes Joker so appealing is we live in a world that is full of people who scream, look at me, look at me, look at me. I mean, that is, you know, everybody is in that mindset of their self-importance. And then you have the most reluctant superstar on the planet right here who doesn't, I mean, he never shies away from going after and giving his greatest effort, but it's the least beautiful looking piece of art you could ever see happen that ends up you can't take your eyes off of.
Well, isn't that amazing? Like that's part of the thing is that you sort of like to if you're watching the Nuggets and you don't really understand his game, you sort of look and it doesn't look like he's putting a lot of effort sometimes into it. And then it's like, well, this can't be the best player on the planet right now. And then you sort of like to those and like I defer to those people that know the game really well, and those people are saying, man, this is something unique. And like I can watch it and it seems spectacular, but when people who know the game really well are starting to sort of like say, hey, yeah, this is something special, this is something unique, I got to believe that.
Well, when James Worthy says he's Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in one, wow. I don't know if you can get much better praise than that. Chris, our Happy Life Gardens poll question today, how about the other end of the spectrum with the Colorado Avalanche? That game was like Brian in the 80s. It was drunk.
Why are you limiting it to that decade?
It was just insane. But do you think the Avs, our Happy Life Gardens poll question, do you think the Avs will still win this series?
Well, it's not a great sign when you give up 7 goals in one match. And again, it's a 7-game series and lots can happen. But if having been watching NHL playoffs for a long, long time as well, the teams that do well in the playoffs are the teams that get a hot goalie. And to have a 7 goals given up at the beginning and now the question of whether he's even going to play again, it's an interesting sort of idea. Look, it's 7 games, a long way to go, but, you know, I think the Avalanche played a good game, except the goalie was pretty miserable.
Yeah, certainly was. Chris, what had your attention over the weekend, my friend?
Well, I think there's lots of things that are going on. I think obviously today the news cycle is going to be sort of dominated by the trial that's going on in New York. With the former president and how that's all going to shake its way out. And obviously there's no camera in the courtroom, so we don't really get to see what's going on. And maybe that's for the best, and maybe that's for the worst. But at the same time, we've never had this happen before. And sometimes I think we sort of lose perspective about what's going on because everything's so crazy. And I think this whole year is going to be a little crazy. But at the same time, we have a former president opening statements, perhaps beginning as we speak, in New York City for the former president of the United States in a criminal trial. We've never seen anything like this.
Well, and let's talk about the coverage of that. I mean, as somebody who's been in the news world, of course, you guys stick more on the Colorado local side, which I really do appreciate. But when you haven't had this happen before, is there added pressure on newsrooms on how to cover this?
Yes and no. I mean, it's sort of like without cameras in the courtroom, it challenges things. But at the same time, I worry is that it does take a lot of oxygen out of the room, and you sort of look at how many reporters are covering this. Again, I mean, it's my, you know, I bring up the subject, but I think it's an important subject to bring in because of historical perspective. But at the same time, you know, as we lose more and more local reporting in this country, we seem to gain more and more political reporters in this country, and everything is sort of covered in terms of a sports match. I've talked about this a lot in the past, is that we cover, especially during an election year, who's up, who's down, who's doing better, who's doing worse. And we sort of lose perspective on policies and structures and then just perspective and context. And I think we're losing some of that right now because so much coverage is devoted towards what's happening with two people who are running for office when lots of things are going on in the country.
Well, and I'm a little surprised by, you know, and maybe not the lack of coverage, but the House has passed a $95.3 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. I think it's done, and that was Mike Johnson reaching across the aisle and working with the Democrats in this, and I think that's an absolute win, but you know, wins for news outlets don't get clicks. And I think that's one of the things that I'm a little worried about is that, hey, here we have this guy that was voted in and they were, you know, I think the Democratic Party was worried about the influence from the far right. Mike Johnson turns his back on the far right and working with the Democrats. I see that as a win as an American. And yet the coverage on that is not what it's going to be compared to the trial.
Well, and that's the thing, is that it always takes the oxygen out of the room, the presidential horse race, and lots of important things are going on. You mentioned one. It's vitally important. And sort of, you know, and like, look, we also live in an era where, you know, bipartisanship is frowned upon, and we all have to go back to our individual sides and sort of say the other side is stupid, the other side is criminal, or whatever, when really the things get done when people have the ability to compromise. And compromise has, whether we like it or not, compromise has shaped some of the best policies in this country. And those things are important. But at the same time, you know, you've got this sort of presidential horse race dominating sort of headlines. And, like, think about how much coverage is going to be devoted today towards opening statements. And, again, I say knowing it's important. It's important. This is an important story that's going on, and I don't want that to be lost in all this. But at the same time, imagine if we could, you know, it wasn't that long ago when big stories would happen and the national press could sort of, like, focus itself for more than, you know, 3 or 4 hours on a big story. Now the only thing that ends up being a big story is that presidential horse race.
Well, and I think, too, and this is something we've talked a lot about, Chris, but the anytime you put in Trump in any headline, you're going to get clicks from people who love him or people that hate him. And I think that's what we're seeing. There's got to be a way to balance that out with what actually needs to be covered as well.
Well, I'd like to think so, but think about this. I mean, we very much understand, we've seen this over the last few years, that emotion drives clicks. And there is no more polarizing figure, perhaps only second to the current president of the United States. There is no more polarizing figure in this country than Donald Trump. There are people who love him, and there are people who despise him. And whether you love or despise something, if there are stories on it, you tend to click. It's sort of rage engagement, where people get mad and they continue to engage. And I worry about that because that's where social media is going these days. The idea of having a rational conversation on social media is dwindling. The concept of it is because we're sort of built in this, well, if I'm not mad about it or in love with something or whatever, I'm not going to engage. And engagement is sort of, I long for the time when we could have that sort of rational discourse and engagement online, but it's been sucked up by this idea of, like, either I hate this or I love it. But where's the middle ground? And lots of people are in the middle ground. It just doesn't sort of make its way up past the surface.
How do you balance that, Chris, in your role with Nine News, knowing that you do, at the end of the day, you need to eyes, you need clicks, you need that stuff, but you also need to do good reporting. How is that balanced for you?
Well, I think, you know, the bottom line is you just continue to do good stuff. You do good work. You try to do good work. And I think, like, there's always reminders of that. Like, we put out a story last week on the parole system in the state of Colorado, what's happening with an individual case. And you can have on occasion, you can have a rational discussion with lots of people about the parole system in Colorado. And that happened. So, like, every once in a while, there's a reminder that this can work. And so I still utilize it, but at the same time, it's really hard to break through the noise sometimes.
It certainly is. Chris Vanderveen, Director of Special Projects for Nine News. Chris, what do you got your eyes on this week?
Well, I don't know. It's Monday.
Did you have to call anybody in over the weekend and say, hey, it's 3 a.m.?
No, I wasn't on call. And so, like, in some regard, like, I'm not, I need to catch myself up with what's going on this week.
All right.
It's fine. I've been out of it. It's sometimes it's really good to disengage
yes.
from the news, and I was able to do that this weekend.
You have to do it, man. Awesome. You have to do it. Chris, well, we certainly enjoy having you on the program every Monday. Thanks so much for your time, and Nugget's going to take care of him tonight.
I think so. I think this is going to be a tough game. I think this is where the Lakers sort of realize that either they've got to win this game or at least make it close to make this a series.
Very good. All right, Chris, appreciate your time, my friend.
Thanks.
See you, Chris.
Chris Vanderveen, Director of Special Projects for Nine News. I've got to run. Brian's going to take you the rest of the way here this morning. I'll be back on a Tuesday as well, but still to come, United Way of Weld County. Cody Wilson, Denver Front Range weather meteorologist, and a whole lot of fun with Brian Gary here. It's Good Morning NOCO. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Commando.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.